Welcome back to another episode of Mortgage Matters with the Maya Group. This is part one of a four-part series where we're going to be discussing the differences between a pre-approval and a pre-qualification. Today, I'm joined by Maya, Candace, and Angela to discuss the differences and details of what each one means.
Wow, Chris, I'm thinking maybe you should do the openings. You sound so much better than me. So while you're at it, do you want to explain the differences between a pre-qualification and a pre-approval?
So on a very, very basic level, a mortgage pre-qualification basically takes the information that you have provided verbally or written to the mortgage company, and they say, yeah, looks like you qualify. Pre-approval is where you actually go through the documentation process, provide all of your financial information, and it is reviewed by the mortgage lender so that they can guarantee you approval.
Perfect. Basically, application data has been verified or not verified, right? With documentation.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Okay, awesome. Ange, how would you describe the difference between a pre-approval and a pre-qualification? And which do you recommend your clients get?
To Chris's point, a pre-qualification can be, this is not a blanket statement, but it can be garbage in, garbage out. It may not be worth the piece of paper it's written on. Where the pre-approval, again, your documentation is being collected, verified, reviewed by a human being, and vetted out. So that way we can let you, the borrower, along with your agent and a listing agent, more importantly, know that you are extremely well qualified and ready to cross that finish line with barring any unforeseen property related issues. Our team's a little extra special because the vast majority of the team members here come from an underwriting background. So we're able to put that extra seal on the deal there for you to let you know that you can go shopping confidently because you know that you are truly well qualified and we verified it. I only pre-approve my clients. I do not do any sort of pre-qualification. That just goes back to being in the industry long enough. I want that listing agent, when they see my letter, to know that that's an offer that they want to pick up.
Bingo, right? So our team is, we don't do pre-qualifications. We're going to educate you on what they are. We don't do them. And that is because you're right. We can't just say a blanket statement that it's garbage in, garbage out, but the vast majority of the time it is. And it's not necessarily that the client is entering erroneous information. It's that, you know, a lot of times a client will grab their W-2 from last year and they just look at the total income and that's what they put in as income. But the way we have to qualify income, as we all know, is going to be a little bit different. And so we have to verify that information versus what a client just enters in. So it's not necessarily that there's misrepresentations, but it's the process of how we have to qualify clients, right? And so at the Maya Group, we do not do pre-qualifications. We're going to require the documentation, right? So for me, I tell my clients the documentation is like a roadmap. It lays the landscape for me to be able to look at any possible hurdles that may be coming up so we can navigate around them. We're going to do a lot of heavy lifting up front to make sure that we have good financing strategies in place. And that way, once they find the perfect opportunity, you start to move pretty quickly beyond that. And you definitely hit the nail right on the head. We all have a reputation for once we issue a letter, all agents know we're going to get that loan across the finish line. So my name's on it, Angie's name, Chris's name, anybody's name is on an approval letter from the Maya Group. The listing agent already knows we've already done all of our homework. We're not going to skip a beat. And there's been many times, I don't know about you, Ange, but or Chris, like I know for me, there's been many times I've gotten clients ratified with the listing agent because the listing agent has worked with me before, knows who I am, and it wasn't the highest offer. Interestingly enough, it was because they said, no, I know you're going to get this across the finish line and I'm not going to worry about the financing versus the highest offer being from like a big national bank and not that personalized, customized service. Do you guys find that as well in your business?
100%. I've had listing agents call me and buyers even call me and go, wow, I found out we weren't the highest offer out there. How did that happen? And sometimes it boils down to, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And again, that reputation we've worked painstakingly to have out there in the marketplace, it's a proven result in a sense. You know, we've been able to commit and provide those results time and time and time again. And, you know, that's what we want to offer our client. Any additional feather they can put in their cap that's not tangible per se, that will help them win that offer over the next guy. That's what we want to do.
Yeah, that's amazing. What about you, Chris? When you're making that, you want to explain what that proactive call is?
Yeah, so essentially what happens is we have clients that submit an offer, and then as soon as that offer gets submitted over, usually our clients and our realtors will send over the listing agent's contact information for us just to place a call. And really that is just to give them a good fuzzy feeling inside about how well qualified the people are that have presented an offer on this house. You know, it is also listing agents' reputation on the line too, because if they accept a contract and that falls through and it has to go back on the market, it doesn't really matter why that home went back on the market. It automatically has a stigma against it. And it automatically goes against the listing agent of, oh, well, why did this fall through? What wasn't disclosed? And it may not have been anything that wasn't disclosed at all. It could have been, you know, a buyer who ends up defaulting on their end. And that's really why it's so important for us to confirm that we are able to deliver on what we say we are able to deliver on, not only for our clients, but for really the sellers, the listing agents, the buying agents. You know, everybody has a real vested interest in this. There's a lot of time that goes into looking at a lot of houses, and a lot of time into the process of purchasing a home. And, you know, we never want to put anybody in a position to where it falls apart because we didn't do our research or due diligence.
That's a great explanation. And honestly, if I'm not careful, this podcast might get renamed with Chris Goodman in there. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll be back with part two.
You can find us online at www.themayagroup.com and on all socials at The Maya Group. Have a great day. Yay.